currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. Just 3 weeks after the Federal Surface Transportation Board decided in the city's favor, allowing the removal of Cross Kirkland Corridor rails, the city's contractor began the work to take out the rails, ties, spikes, and other salvage materials. The removal is expected to be completed by the end of October, making way for the construction of the interim trail, anticipated to begin in early 2014. As part of the salvage work, slope and erosion control will be in place to protect sensitive areas along the corridor. The rail removal work does not include removing the rails and repaving of the 9 existing street crossings. In addition to the removal by the contractor, city crews will perform needed ditch maintenance to improve drainage. The rail bed, which is the elevated gravel area, will remain intact as the city develops future options for regional rail. Public outreach about the future uses of the corridor continues with the development of the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan. An informational session with the City Council is scheduled for its September 17th meeting. Updates on the Master Plan will be available at the second Community Planning Day to be held on Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Peter Kirk Community Center. For more information about the corridor rail removal, interim trail construction, and master plan, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/cross-kirkland-corridor. This summer, several volunteers came together to help fight child hunger, one meal at a time. Sponsored by the city's Parks Department, the summer feeding program provided sack lunches every Tuesday during June and August. Distribution was held at Juanita Beach Park and 132nd Square Park.
I think when you serve as a volunteer here and you see the joy, actual joy that's in the children when they come out here, they know it's Tuesday, they know if they're coming to the park here at 132nd Square Park that they're going to get a lunch, and they're just happy to do that.
The lunches were packed with fruit, drinks, sandwiches, and cookies. Volunteer Tricia Davis says the kids look forward to coming back every week.
Very energetic and excited about what we're offering, remembering what we had the week before.
The community has also been very supportive.
Last year the program was funded by the federal government, but this year we decided we would do it with local sponsorship, and we got sponsors from the Kiwanis Club to give us cash, and Metropolitan Market, Starbucks, QFC, Fred Meyer, Costco, really a community effort on donating for the cost of the lunches.
The program doubled this year, and volunteers hope to expand next year by offering lunches at another location in the Kirkland community. More than 450 lunches were served this summer. Another way the Kirkland community is combating hunger is through local food bank collections. Volunteers will be collecting donations at neighborhood grocery stores from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, September 28th, from local residents. If you're unable to donate at that time, food donations can be made anytime during the Month of Concern at Kirkland City Hall or Peter Kirk Community Center. Many grocery stores are in need of more volunteers for Kirkland collection sites. To sign up for a shift, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search East Side Concern for the Hungry. For more information, you can also contact Kari Page at 425-587-3011 or email kpage@kirklandwa.gov. It wasn't just players from around the globe who gathered at Everest Park for the Little League Junior Softball World Series. There were thousands of fans who cheered on 10 teams competing for the championship title. The series, in its 15th year, is Kirkland's most international sports event, with teams from the Philippines, Ontario, Italy, Mexico, and several U.S. cities, including Kirkland. Washington State's District 9 champion team, the Kirkland National American Host Team, once again gave it their all in the series. beating out the team from Iloilo Province, Philippines, advanced the host team to the finals where it lost to Tampa, Florida for the championship. John Chadwick, who has been coordinating the event since the Charter Series in 1998, had this to say about what he loves the most about the series.
I love to see the kids come in and have a good time. That's my main goal, is make sure they have a good time and they have fun, meet new friends, and all of that. But it's also fun to see all the different nationalities come together and be friends.
At the opening game, Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride, Deputy Mayor Doreen Marchione, and Councilmember Penny Sweet were joined by State Representative Larry Springer and several University of Washington softball players to throw out the first pitch to the catchers of the participating teams. Chadwick invites you to join the great tradition next year.
Oh man, if you haven't seen it, you've missed a big thrill. The kids, 14 years old, you would never know they played so hard. And yet they're ladies all the way.
What better way to enjoy the sights and sounds of Kirkland than to participate in an enriching swim, bike, or run? Or better yet, all three. Back for its 11th year, the Tri-Freaks Kirkland Triathlon begins and ends at Juanita Beach Park on Sunday, September 15th. The first swim wave starts at 7 a.m. With seven different events, there will be an array of challenges to participate in, including individual sprint duathlons and relay team sprint triathlons. For event schedule, visit www.trifreaks.com and go to the events page. The City of Kirkland is hosting a kids triathlon on Saturday, September 14th. To learn more, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search Kirkland Kids Triathlon. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.